can I possibly live a life like this? Where my mind is the king, the supreme boss, God of all things. Where no error, no mistake, no misstep, no imperfection will be tolerated. Where this ever paranoid eye of mine will seek out and blame and eviscerate the lifeblood from me in a logical rage of vicious condemnation. How can I possibly live a life like this? How can I possibly survive in a world like this, in which a reason is demanded for everything, where I have to defend myself, my beingness, my true and unique nature from attack and judgment, as though the attackers knew the truth, as though I am not perfect as I am, not lovable as I am? How can I possibly survive in a world like this? How can I possibly go on living in a world like this, both outside and inside of my mind? They are mirror images meeting in ravaged pain. Through the conditioning, the training, the manipulation, the bullying, the control, the authoritarian judgments and edicts, visited with subterranean guile and overt barbarity upon my spirit, upon my sensitive and gentle being. How can I possibly go on living in a world like this? Do I have to go on living like this, under the shadow of this tyranny, this scourge, this king of barbarous subterfuge and logic, scoring me, rating me, measuring me, adjudicating me, ego tripping me upside down, head over heels, tumbled snowball down the mountain, ragged-edged, bleeding, crying, moaning, suffering and longing just to be loved? But will it ever come through eyes looking outwards, as long as I seek and long and look and pine and drive myself into pitted hell, dreaming, screaming for everlasting love? Do I have to go on living like this? Can I conceivably go on like this, stacking up reasons that make me sublime, and then this mind begins to list each and every slip and sway away from perfection? Undaunted and daunted, I continue to chase that which is always outside of reach. Reason is God, said René Descartes. My mind wants to argue, but it fights with itself. The civil mind war is endless, so sad, exhausting. Reason is everything. It's how the rules are writ, the race is run. But down so ever deep in our hearts, we know what's true. How can we listen so acutely to this beautiful yet so refined voice, to just relax, let go, to know that we are love? Before and during and after all things have come to pass and have passed away, can I conceivably go on like this? Do I want to go on like this? I'm oh so clever and oh so stupid, oh so giving and oh so selfish, oh so beautiful and oh so ugly, oh so kind and oh so cruel, oh so honest and such a liar. A merry-go-round of loved and abused, and as being loved dissolves so fast, the grip of fear in my gut expands, a Gordian knot of hell that aches and tears my being apart. Who will love this pain away again, I ask? What good fortune will dissolve this dread? I do this to myself, for I've learned the script so well. Freedom awaits, but I live enchained by these conditioned rules of self-rape that convince me to believe my draconian judgments of self and other. Do I want to go on like this? What would it feel like to no longer go on like this? To believe the inane and insane thoughts of my mind that nuke my esteem in this internal holocaust of hatred and destruction. I give away my power to those who commit the same crime within and without. What would it feel like to no longer go on like this? What has become of this love I once was? Lost in the grasping, gasping, clawing for pleasure, running, hiding, resisting all hurts. To stop for a moment, to see that love is here, amidst the pleasure and the pain, beyond and within the pleasure and the pain, this ephemeral love, what has become of this love I once was. In the endless doings of my life, as I walk down the street, I drive my car, I eat, make love, sleep, stand in queues, clear my inbox, create, negate, strive and drive to control all things, waiting for love to happen. Can I see in the midst of it all, silently in the center, waiting, a pinpoint of light that is as great as the power of 1,000 suns? Enshrouded in clasping, agonized longing, waiting with infinite and endless patience to emerge in the endless doings of my life. Could I possibly stop doing this? You look at me with disapproval. I hurt you, reject you, criticize you. Guilt is the harbor in which I anchor my boat. I was late. I was frustrated. I was selfish. Self-flagellation is what you want of me. Anxiety attacks me because I believe your rules. I create my own rules that bleed me. How good I must be. Is this a lie I've been seduced by? How to escape into love? But how to love myself? Could I possibly do this? Could I conceivably dissolve the doing of this and simply love myself for no reason? Is this too foreign a language? Too far from the shores of conditioning you force-fed me, slaved me in? This fragile, wide-eyed, so pristine, pure, so beautiful cherub child that I was. So helpless, so innocent, so gullible, so trusting in you, that I gave you my power, leaked myself dry and empty of love and courage, could I conceivably dissolve the doing of this? What would it feel like to know that I was love for no reason? To soften and open like a petaled flower in the springtime sun, unleashing the fire of love in infinite and abundant beauty and joy. Oh, what would it feel like to know that all of the lies that judged me were as insubstantial as the mist in the morning valleys, as the dew dried up by the day's heat, as the puffed white clouds disappearing into the blue, as a momentary thought floating across the confines of my mind. Can I burn these lies in the fire of my heart, crucibled heat expanding into phoenix rising, dancing into wordless space, unspoken delight? Oh, what would it feel like to love myself for no reason? I enter the gateway. Liberty, freedom, unchained and joyous. I rest outside of thought, concept, cognition, logic, a realm of light so bright I'm speechless, transcendent, and oh so still. I enter the gateway. Can I love myself in the face of your reasons why not to? The greatest test is this. The compulsion to agree with external judgments is like the power of the word of truth of God spoken from the sacred mountain. And we have believed and gone on believing because we needed to be loved so badly. It crucifies us. The mountain is made of nothing, a monolithic mirage. Thoughts, beliefs, words, diaphanous, riding on the back of a cold, false wind. Can I love myself in the face of your reasons why not to? Can I love and let be everything that is? I'm hurt, affronted, offended, inadequate, lonely, doubtful, anxious, ever so anxious, endlessly anxious, frustrated, opinionated, deflated and depressed, negative and lost, filled with longing and doubt, certainty and prejudice. Can I love all of this that I am and let it all be? To fall trusting backwards into the well of love within is the antidote. This is salvation, resurrection, reborn in the love from which we once died into pure consciousness. Can you stop for a moment, sensing that there is a universe beyond the mindless mind, turmoiled, incessant, just sitting, doing nothing, no doer, just exquisite doing, not needing a me to make it happen. To drive and motivate and push and strive, to manufacture a beingness that is already here, the prodigal returning home in tears of joy and peace.